clap at all times. That's right, bitch.
Some of them that wear forces are the same that burn crosses.
Choked on my
killing in the name of.
Throat punching in the name of. Yeah.
Good afternoon, bestie.
Good afternoon, bestie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting me go back to bed.
Oh, you know what? Thank you for my little booze news as well.
I was just like, I need a rest longer than I thought, so we're going to have to push this out.
I know. It sucks getting old.
Right?
It wasn't even a booze news, guys. Seriously, I was just tired.
I'm the queen of naps, by the way. I live for a fucking nap, so I took a 2.5-hour nap. Woke up, told Pomona Bullets we need to push it out 90 minutes, and I'll see you in a little bit.
I said, see you in La La Land, because I'm taking a nap as well. It wasn't even a booze news.
That's right.
Oh, so old. So old.
So, guys, Pomona Bullets texted me last night, and I don't know if I misunderstood it or Pomona Bullets just fucking didn't write it right, I don't think. She's like, hey, bestie, I'm doing a quick turnaround to Vegas. And I'm like, okay, well, cool, have fun. We'll just pick up next week. fucking Pomona Bullets, like, texts me at 9 a.m. She's like, hey, look at this YouTube video. I'm like, are you in Vegas or are you already back? And she's like, no, that's on June 14th. I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? That's the part you left out.
Yes. I'm very vague, everybody. You don't want me to be your friend or your bestie. I'm very vague. I don't know. My wheels spin 1,000 miles an hour. And I was trying to text my Miss Medusa and let her know that I was super excited because my son, he has been a little... he just got that little Islander music vibe flowing through his veins. He's a little dancer. He's always been a little dancer. He dances to his shadow on the wall. If we're walking to check the mail, just anything. This kid has always danced. And I would like to share a little story that I realized that my son was this dancer. And I come from a family of dancers. I'm Pacific Islander and white, Caucasian, whatever. But
white people.
Yeah. But you know, I got some moves. My son, one day I went to the grocery store. And for you single mothers out there that ever have gone to a grocery store with small children, yeah, you know, you can't leave them in the car with the windows cracked anymore. You have to bring those little turds inside with you. And so I just remember I was in the produce section and I was trying to grab lettuce and some cucumbers really quick. And my son was, let's say, 2 years old. I mean, he was already walking. I didn't have him in the cart anymore. And he was just kind of walking around. And I went to the lettuce section or the produce section. I grabbed a head of lettuce and I just hear clapping, like a crowd clapping. And I turn around, legit, this was 2 minutes just grabbing the lettuce, not even 2 minutes. I turn around, my son is popping and locking. And he's doing all this stuff. And these people are just, wow. They're clapping. I said, oh shit, son, look at you. Oh no, he's doing the worm, he's popping and locking, he's doing the robot. So my son and I have forever we dance battle all day long. We dance battle. We got that game, just dance, I believe that's what it's
dance
called.
Dance Revolution.
Yeah, Dance Central, Dance Revolution. We got all those dance games. And we were just always dancing. We're breaking the board. We're doing this. We're popping, locking. And we are, and my son is very, very good. Very good. Very good. This kid can just dance. And it frustrates me because sometimes I'm just like, dude, can you stop fucking dancing for a second? I'm trying to talk to you about a serious conversation. And he's just dancing, just boop, 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 just robot, just popping and locking. And I don't like it. I don't like it. But there's times where I'm just like, all right, let's go. Let's go, because I have a mean ass moonwalk. So let's do this. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. I can really, really dance. Will I dance in public? No, 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 no. I won't. I won't even go to a club, up in the club and dance. No, I'm usually with my back against the wall. But yeah, I can dance. I know you don't like to dance, right?
I did back in college or whatever. We went to the clubs or whatever. That was about it. But I never went to the clubs like in skirts and heels. I always went like in my combat, like in my, like I was from New York, like jeans and baggy pants. Like, you can't get your dance on when you got a fucking tight skirt on, bitch.
Right? You're like how am I going to pop a helicopter? And then right?
Now, can I dance? Not really, but I can do a mean running man.
Really? How about really, the cabbage patch?
Bitch? Yeah, that too. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I can you do that? If we were to like grab hands, can we do that whole little roller coaster ride with our arms? Would you be able to do that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See,
and probably with a vodka in my hand, and hopefully I wouldn't spill it. I'd be like, hold on, Pomona Bullets. Let me take a gulp,
girl. That's because
now I can finish the wave.
It's that Filipino in you, that right? Filipina. You know, it's just like music. I don't know. I don't know. I think the Hawaiians is just that little, we're just that hula, hula, hula type. Like,
yeah.
Shaking our hips all day long. Like, watch out, Shakira. Here I come.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm not that good.
But don't lie.
Yeah. But yeah. So my son is very, he can dance. And so when I realized my son could dance, I was like, holy moly. Because my brother, he also lives in Hawaii, and he was on that dance show in Hawaii. It's kind of like Soul Train, but it was the Hawaiian. I think I showed you the clip.
Yes.
Baby Leo. Yes. So just dancing, music, it just runs in our veins. We're just like, I don't know. We're on Hawaiian time and we just want to dance all day, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so I remember dancing with my brother and my cousins when I was younger in Hawaii, and we would dance. We would put cardboard out in front of Jack in the Box, and we were shit. I don't know.
You were breakdancing?
Yeah, my brother was. He was just, oh, okay. He was just breakdancing. I was just like the little, fly girl from like, I was just the
all
little,
right, Rosie Perez.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. J-Lo. I was just a little fly girl, but people would throw us change and money. And once we got a dollar, we're like, Jumbo Jack. And we would run inside and grab a Jumbo Jack. But yeah, we were putting in effort. We were putting in effort. We were always dancing. And I told my son, we are going to go and see the crew Jabberwockies. So Jabberwockies, that doesn't know who the Jabberwockies are. They're very, very talented individuals. They can get down if it comes to bebop, hip hop type of style of dancing. If you don't like that style of dancing, you do need to check them out. excuse me.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Oh yeah, they are effing amazing. These individuals, it's like they were born to just move to the sound of a beat, and it's amazing. They're amazing, and I knew one of the dudes from the Jabberwockies, and I'm just gonna call him JL. JL, he's a beautiful soul. He is amazing. He's an amazing father. He's an amazing husband. He's an amazing friend. He is just an amazing dancer. And he was the one that actually showed my son a little bit of dance moves. And I'm excited to say that we get to go and see the Jabberwockies in Vegas coming up in July. So it's just a quick turnaround. Yeah.
Right. So it's like a whole dance competition then, or what?
No. So they actually started out in San Diego. California. And JL was the guy. Well, I'm just going to say JL. But he started off with a few other people. But they won one of those shows that were on TV. I think it was America's Best Dance Crew.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like The Voice and American right. Idol. It's one of those things. So it was called like ABC, like America's Best ABDC, America's Best Dance Crew. But they freaking rocked that show. They rocked it. They rocked it. They rocked it. And now they have they were at the Luxor. They had a residency at Luxor.
Oh, a residency. Got yep. it. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And, yeah. And now they're at MGM. But these guys are fucking solid. It doesn't even matter. If you like to line dance, if you like to just not dance, you just have to see how these dudes move. They're just amazing. They're amazing. And so, yeah. It's kind of like what my son does. He looks up to them and he's like, oh, Uncle Jay, we're going to go see Uncle Jay. Yes, we are.
So you're driving there?
I don't know, girl. I'm going to fly.
Okay. I was going to say, you said a quick turnaround. I'm like, are you fucking driving? Are you kidding me?
Nah, I'm going to fly and fly back. I'm going to fly and fly so back.
Are you going to stay the whole weekend?
Hawaii after.
Are you going to stay the whole weekend or you're just.
It's a two night.
Okay,
deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Just real quick. Actually I booked Mandalay Bay. So I'm just gonna let Jay see like the shark reef and I'm gonna hang out at the, you know, the sandbar and
wait, hold on. I might book a flight. Mandalay Bay. Is there do they have a day club? I know all the day clubs because I do day club the calendar on my website, but I don't think they have a day club. Mandalay Day Club. Let's see.
I'm not quite sure. You know
me. I'm a day club girl. Oh, it's Daylight Beach. That club is whack.
Well, see, I ain't up at the club, but I really do just want to just let my son see his Uncle Jay, Jabberwockies, yes. And I'm so proud that they're still like going strong. It's crazy. And
so how long, yeah, I was just gonna ask how long they've been around for.
Oh shit, I'm talking, man, it has to be 20 plus years. I mean, when I knew when Jay was very first starting in San Diego, shit, Jay wasn't even born. My son Jay wasn't even born.
Okay.
So that's when I was like in Miramar, Chula Vista area. And yeah, these guys, they're just amazing. If you just have to watch them. They just wow. You just think, you look at them dance and you just think, I can do that. No, you can't. Your body don't work that way. I don't know. They're just a different breed.
I'm trying to look for July 14th. I'm trying to see who's gonna be. Sorry.
That was okay.
DJ Pauly D. Fuck that.
Oh
shit.
My gosh. And did you hear? Isn't like the Oakland A's are coming to like.
Yeah, everybody fucking left Oakland.
Oh my gosh. And they're going to Vegas? That's so.
Yep.
I don't know about all that construction, but thank God for Uber and taxis. I'm not renting no car. Mm-mm.
Right? It's like. I want to say it's been like fucking June gloom and goddamn May gray. Like for the last 2 weeks, the sun has finally burned the fucking goddamn marine layer away. So I'm going to lay out when we get done. It's been like just dreary here the last 2 weeks. What about up there?
It's been amazingly awesome. Everybody here in Oregon, if it's 80 degrees or more, they're like hydration stations. They're just like lobsters in a hot tub of water. They just, oh my gosh, they get so hot so easy. They're like, it's so hot, I can't take it. Oh my gosh. But it's funny because, but in hindsight, when it's cold, when it's 50 degrees, I'm like, dude, bro, it is fucking cold. I will have a beanie on, mittens, gloves. Like, I have everything on because I'm fucking cold. If it's 50 degrees, that's cold to me. And these motherfuckers over here are wearing shorts and shit. I'm like, I'm in snow gear. I look like the cutest snow bunny ever. Yeah, it's just weird. But the weather here has been very nice. It's been about 88 degrees. So yeah, yeah. I'm loving it. I don't think anybody else is, but I am. This little Cali girl is.
Well, good. I'm glad it's not fucking blazing hot up there yet. And is it still cicada season?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And there's so many people I keep asking, like, were you born and raised here? Does this happen all the time? They're like, I've never experienced anything like that. So I was like,
Are they like at your place or like just like, cause you're like rural. So do you have them like in your backyard or?
I do, but it's not to that extent of the video you sent me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's not to that extent. You can hear these little fuckers and they sound super gross. They're just yuck. If anybody knows what a cicada is, ugh, gosh. And they happen to get in your car sometimes and I don't know.
Oh,
but,
hard pass on that shit.
But they're very, 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 very noisy. Very noisy little fuckers.
Yeah, they're fucking wings.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Like, they just come up from underground. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Yeah, but it seems like everybody I ask, they're just like, meh, I don't know. I'm just like, shit, what the hell? You guys lived here your whole life and you don't fucking know? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. That's weird. But I know that these little bastards exist and they're gross. They're so nasty.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy, the videos that I was seeing on Instagram last week. I guess they slowed down, or maybe they went back underground.
Yeah, I think they just like try to like mate real quick and then leave. I don't know, but there's a few of these little fuckers that come up from underground and yuck. They're gross. The only time I ever heard of these mother effers were, what was it? Silence of the Lambs. I think Hannibal put those little fuckers in their like throats or whatever. The people that he killed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I really forgot about that.
Yeah. Huh. That was the only time I ever heard of those things until I moved to Oregon.
Shit.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
So, Pomona Bullets, I have a news bulletin for you. I know you are a former dental assistant, and we heard about your horror stories about, I don't know, 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yes.
So, I know we didn't meet last Sunday. We did our podcast on Thursday of last week, whatever the fuck.
Yes.
So, between then and now, I'm here to inform you that there is a drug that was just approved that can regrow teeth, and it's been approved for human trials.
Stop it.
I'm being for real. And the news report said, if successful, now I'm reading, so quotes, if successful, researchers hope the drug will become available for all forms of toothlessness by 2030.
Wait. No.
All forms of toothlessness.
No.
Yes.
Okay. I have one interjection with that. I've had patients that we would call them, they would have shark grills. Like, this is legit shark grills. That meant that they would have not just one. So most average human beings have the top and the bottom, one set of teeth, right?
Right.
Whether they're crooked, whether they're straight, whatever, you got fucking one set on top and one set on the bottom. So the shark grills, there was people that actually exist. And they would have 3 sets. So it would be one set.
Also, it looked like legit shark teeth.
Yes.
Like the 3 layers or 3 rows.
Yes, exactly.
What?
And yes, girl. And
how is that even possible?
I was like, what type of drugs was your mama doing or your daddy? But I don't know. It was horrible because they would have these rows on the top pellet, and we would have to pull all these teeth out. And
right.
the third row was usually just really like baby teeth, and they're just stuck
they
in the
just
pellet.
They never, I guess, got loose or became
loose?
Yeah,
they're just there. Huh. They're just, and it would even be on the bottom. So the bottom part of your jaw is called the mandibular. The mandibular part, what they would have it there too. And it would just, just right on the bottom. And it was insane. I've never seen something like that ever before.
Did you ever have braces?
No, I was born beautiful.
Okay, well, you're lucky. I had braces, right? So I had braces twice. The first time I was in, I think, sixth grade or whatever, elementary school. And I remember they had to extract like three teeth, I want to say, from the bottom. I know it was two for sure. It was possibly three. And then my wisdom teeth didn't come in until like after I almost graduated college. So it fucked up my bottom grill again. Or actually it fucked up both my top and bottom. So I went and got braces again because I didn't want crooked teeth. So I had to get those fucking extracted. But those are wisdom teeth. But I remember in elementary, I had to get two or possibly three removed from the bottom.
Yeah. We would usually have to remove.
So is that what you're talking about? I guess with the, the rows or the layers?
But maybe? No, we would have to legit remove a complete row of teeth their teeth. Huh. Yeah.
Lizard people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, these reptilians, they exist, dude. They exist.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, so weird. I was like,
was it a particular, I was going to say species. Holy fuck.
Yeah,
was it a particular race? Or was it just...
I would have to, I can say this because I'm half Caucasian. So Caucasian, I don't know if it was German or Russian or what, but
it was generally white people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were generally from Mississippi. Just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
The Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so crazy. I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yeah. Look it up, girl. And I believe their eyelids, they close from the bottom up instead. No, I'm just kidding. That's what started.
Total reptilian.
Yeah, total reptilian, shapeshifter.
Well, I know this is like an off subject, I guess, but like how you said they had that extra row of teeth. I know I have a UFC husband. It's not Nate Diaz. That would be my homeboy. My UFC husband would be, now I forgot his name.
Oh, you better not forget his name.
Right, so oh my God! I'm a
super I'm a fucking
Yoel Romero.
Okay,
so because he was on Joe Rogan's podcast back in the day, the first time I guess, but humans have two tendons that are attached to their fucking eyeballs that attach to the back of their head or whatever wherever it fucking attaches to. Yoel has four for each fucking eyeball.
Whoa.
Or whatever. So I was like, this guy is just not normal. Like, so I wonder if he has like an extra two rows of teeth.
He probably does. Oh, and he probably has like an extra like fibula or some shit. And he's probably like just Mm, nice.
Oh, speaking of UFC, did you see the you saw the fucking melee at the goddamn fucking presser for our boy Nate Diaz?
You have been sending me the updates, and I'm like, what is going on?
That was Friday afternoon. I didn't realize they were doing a presser at the Honda Center. I would have asked to leave early, or I guess get off work early so I could go. But I'm glad I didn't, since it turned into a fucking just shit show.
Of course, everybody wants to riot over good things, bad things. It doesn't matter. Right. This is horrible.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. My phone cut out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I just heard like a weird noise.
Yeah. Speaking of, so this is what we need to talk about, or I guess I don't know, fuck Spotify. So we're on Spotify, right? But then I upload, right. I'm able to download the podcast from Spotify to my laptop, and then I upload it on the RSS feed. Well, Spotify is doing a number on us because they're changing fucking platforms again, and they're no longer going to be after July 1st. So we need to find a new platform.
I got an email and I was like, oh, you guys, okay, send this to me. How did I get this? I don't know. Maybe there's a cookie that's saved on my phone. I don't know, but
yeah, and I was just like, I am so fucking over you guys. So we got to figure out how we're gonna do this. They're trying to put us on a platform, I guess, where they can make money off of us, I guess, because when we record, it's fucking free. But now they want us to go to Riverbed or whatever, and it's like $18 a month, which I don't mind paying for, but I'm like, I don't want to pay for it if I don't have to. It's only $18. But I want to do a platform where I guess that's going to work for everywhere. So I'm like, if we can just find somewhere, I don't even know. I know Zoom, we can record on Zoom.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can download it.
Right, and because Spotify is easy to just put it on all platforms.
Yeah,
like
YouTube,
so whatever.
Yeah, I can download it off of Spotify, and then I upload it to the RSS .com website, and they just put it everywhere. So we gotta figure it out before the end of the month.
Yeah. Fucking Spotify trying to take out the mom and pop shops.
God damn it. I know, that's exactly what they're doing, bitch. It's like, you guys make shit so fucking hard.
Oh, geez. Can't we just fucking just throw us a bone, Spotify?
Right? They just want to wash their hands of it. But yet they still want everybody to podcast. Like, let's just be big like Joe Rogan, and then we can podcast at the Spotify headquarters in Texas.
I know, peeps. Start hitting subscribe.
Right? Shit.
My gosh.
So yeah, that's what I'm like, I guess I really need, I haven't looked into it, I've been busy with work, so
well, that's good.
Yeah, I'll start looking into it, and I guess I'll run it by you, obviously.
I know, I'm just like, I have no idea. I'm like, you're whatever, like, Medusa says.
I'm like, just log in here.
I'm on Medusa, just cut it from my check. take whatever money you need.
Right.
Oh shit.
Gosh. So here we are.
Yeah. And ta-da, here we are. Oh, well, okay. I'm going to totally just segue into this.
Go ahead.
You like Back to the Future. That's one of our old school movies.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right.
Yes.
I love the first one. I think there was three.
Yeah. I want to say I like the first. I don't remember. There was one of them I didn't care for. I don't know if it was the second one or the third one.
I think it's the third one where it was like they went into the country or some shit like that. And I was, or like back east, or I don't know. I didn't like the third one. I know that for sure.
Okay.
But anyhow, the first one, yes. Please, because I love Universal Studios.
Right.
The Back to the Future, the yes, and yes. So I was just thinking about it. I was like, hey, Marty McFly, this movie came out. He was in 1985.
Okay.
And he went 30 years back in the DeLorean. He had to hit 88 miles per hour so he can go back to 1955. So he went 30 years back into time. Crazy, right?
Yes.
So what if we went back 30 years in time? That would fucking take us back to like 1994.
Oh my God. M would have been 2. I would have been 20. You would have been, so you would have been 16 or 14 probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Those were the good years. I was still in college, so I was running amok and running crazy.
Fuck yeah. What music were you listening to? What band? I was in my grunge stage, I think. I was like Nirvana, Pearl Jam. I was just kind of like surfing the waves. I don't know.
I was mainly, I guess, gangster rap. And then when I met Tori at DeVry, that's where we went to school at, DeVry and Pomona. Because when I was in high school, my, how do I say this? Not my baby's daddy's. my daughter's godfather, he's the one, he's like, stop listening to gangster rap. You need to listen to East Coast rap. And so that's what I got into. And I'm just like, oh, it's all consciousness. And it's all, this is like, this is what I'm about. So I totally forgot about, well, I didn't forget about East Coast rap, but Tori got me back into it. So it was all East Coast rap for me. And then I guess like Ice Cube and all them, but it was mainly rap or hip hop for me.
You know what? Shit. 30 years
ago.
That
was all I did. I'm not going to lie. That was all I did was hip hop back in the 90s.
I started listening to like Shooka Shooka Free. But of course, he was representing P-Town. And, right. Tupac for sure. Bone Thugs. Yep.
That's when No Doubt just barely came out with their Tragic Kingdom album. I remember because everybody was talking about them. And my brother was in. Oh, no. That's when Gwen Stefani was fat. And my brother's just like, oh, she's so fucking fat.
With her little red lipstick.
Yeah.
Trying to take our wife beater.
Yeah.
Right. Style.
Orange County and Old English.
That was Glass House, Second Street, and P-Town all
day
long.
Right. You know what? That place is still rocking, I believe. If I'm
really?
Not mistaken, yeah.
Shit. I gotta go back. I gotta go back.
I saw Pennywise there.
They what?
I saw Pennywise there.
You did?
Yeah, that was
you know what?
Fucking...
I saw Sublime there.
Nice.
With Bradley. Oh, Bradley. Rest in peace.
Nice. I want to say I saw Pennywise there probably. That was when I was doing TVK. So probably like 2007, 2008.
Shit. They didn't even invite me.
Well, somebody invited me. I got invited at the last minute. So that's when I fucking went.
Oh, I think you probably told me.
Yeah, it was during my MySpace days because I put my pictures on MySpace.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Tom was our number one friend.
Right. My best friend, excuse me. Sometimes he doubled as my boyfriend.
I'm all Tom, you little devil. Mm-hmm. You're everybody's number one friend.
That's right, bitch.
Oh my gosh. As a matter of fact, I have the clutch that you gave me for the TVK.
Oh, you still have it?
Yes, of course.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Rock it with your fucking hoodie.
I love it. And you know what? I really, really, really am a little heartbroken that I never got one of the brass knuckle bags.
I can't believe I didn't give those out. I think I only had 8 brass knuckles because they're fucking, I didn't realize how illegal they were. So like, you can't really sell this shit. I don't even know what I did with that shit because I had like 8 brass knuckles and I'm like, they're like, where'd you buy these from? And I'm like, you can buy them on the internet. They're like, what? You're like, this shit is illegal. I'm like, well, not on the internet.
I was just like, God damn it. Medusa never gave me one of the brass knuckle bags.
I'm sorry.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
I know.
I still have some brass knuckles somewhere. I got to look in my safe. If I do, I'll bring you one the next time I see you. Just remind me before not to put it in my carry-on.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm taking out the pilot knuckle down. Shit.
Oh my gosh, that was such a cool venture. I freaking love it. I'm just like, you know what? I got to talk to Medusa. I think I'm going to ask her if I can like utilize her TVK stuff for my tattoo.
Oh my
tattooing.
God, you would be ruthless.
For my tattooing. It's just like, boom.
No, but if because you're already a fucking a fighter and you've done kickboxing and all fucking UFC shit. Can you imagine if you had brass knuckles? You would be fucking deadly. Shit. Fuck a baseball bat.
Yeah. With my wiffle ball bat.
Right? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. BK. Bare knuckle fighting. I love bare knuckle fighting, actually.
I know you do.
Well, I got some skinny ass fucking hands. Like, I don't know. The bones just be tearing shit up. And then I got to take some iron pills and some B12 afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, that was so like, I don't know. Every time I look at the little clutch that I have, I'm like, gosh dang it, why do I keep my fucking
The material? What's the pattern of the design? Is it that old Sailor Jerry shit?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the dice?
Sure.
Oh, no, okay. It's the, I was wondering. It's the
old, yeah. Yeah. Those were I'll take a picture of it.
Okay. Those were my two favorite fabrics that are the print fabrics that I bought.
It's so super fucking cute. I don't know why I keep fucking toenail clippers in there. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Medusa. Like,
I mean, I don't fucking care.
But it's so fucking cute.
Well, thank you.
I know. I mean, can you imagine if we had like internet like we do now and just all the exposure? You would have.
Yeah, could've. You know what? Like, when I stopped doing TVK was when Facebook took off, and everybody's like, you need to do Facebook. I'm like, I tried Facebook. Facebook was never my thing. Like, I signed up 4 times, and each time I'm like, this shit is fucking boring. Like, only old people do this shit, and I'm not fucking old. Not even now I'm not old, guys. I'm forever 22. Not,
yes,
not for 21,
you are.
Like the store.
And I'm forever 21, like the store.
Right? That's exactly.
I'm a size 3.
Size small.
Yeah. Extra small. I need to eat type small. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, that would have been freaking awesome. You did you know what? And I still have some of the flowers you gave me.
For your hair?
Yes.
They didn't fall off the fucking barrette or whatever?
Girl, no. Well, because
damn.
Like. But it wasn't really my thing. You know, I wasn't really the rockabilly type.
Right.
You know, but there's times where I'm like, dude, I'm going to the LA car show. Yes, I am going to pretend to be rockabilly. And I tried, you know, put that red lipstick on and everything. And yeah, I still have the flowers.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, cool. I'm glad they lasted this long.
I'm like, yeah, girl, your shit was legit.
Made in America.
Yeah, Merca.
Fuck.
Merca sweatshops.
Right?
I think it was M and her bestie, right, at the time?
Yes. Shit.
Damn, girl, we're so old. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so I got to tell you that teriyaki recipe was the easiest fucking thing. Ever.
Isn't it delicious though? It's just like,
yeah, I don't know why I thought that it was, you were gonna put more ingredients. That's why I was just like, this is gonna be a pain in the ass when I ask her, and I'm like, oh, there's only 3 ingredients. Fucking rock this shit, bitch.
So the air fryer hooked it up.
Yeah, here's the thing, because I'm the only one who eats chicken thighs, and I only cook for myself. I don't cook for everybody here. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm just going to let this sit in the marinade until I'm ready to cook it. So I think I made the marinade, whatever day I texted you, I guess it was Sunday or whatever. And then yes. I didn't actually cook the first half until Monday. And then the next half I didn't cook until like Wednesday. So I'm like, okay, well, next time I'm going to do less teriyaki and more pineapple juice, I guess, because, oh my God, that sodium is just like.
Right.
Right. I'm just like, oh, even if I drink, because I was so thirsty afterwards. And I'm just like, oh, this is just, I guess, from the teriyaki, all the salt in the teriyaki. But it was so fucking good.
Oh, my gosh. You got to throw a little bit of vodka in it next time.
Do you?
Yes. Tito's. For sure. For sure.
Oh, I'll try that.
Yes. It's
better. Yes. I was thinking maybe a little bit of beer, though. Because it'll break down the beer will break down the meat.
Yeah, the fibers of the meat.
Yeah, so I'm like, I think I might put some beer in there before vodka.
I think
with the pineapple
but vodka
juice.
Does it too.
Huh? Okay.
It does it too?
Well, maybe I'll just put both.
Yeah, fucking might as well booze up the chicken.
Right?
Like, yes. Oh my! But it came out good.
Yeah, and our air fryer, my big air fryer broke, and I never got the replacement because Amazon sent refunded me or whatever. But I'm just like, we'll just use a small one. So it's like a small, it's like the normal, I guess, for the single serving or whatever. So that's why I didn't cook it all at once. I guess I could throw it all in the oven, but it was already hot. And I'm just like, I don't want to heat the whole house up. That's the reason why we use the air fryer when it's at least in the summertime.
You're right.
So
I just throw that shit on the grill and I'm just like, yes. Delicious.
Delicious.
So delicious.
Do you do any other types of marinades, or you just strictly do teriyaki?
No, I absolutely do different types of marinades. I was gonna share with you my mango pickle.
Oh, send that to me, please, because girl, I just fucking you know it's mango season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about where you're at, but they're $1 a piece for the mangoes from Mexico, not the small yellow ones that are from, or I guess I call them the rectangle ones, but you know, the ones that are from Thailand, the small yellow ones, those are my favorite, but the ones from Mexico, the big giant red ones are $1 a piece.
What?
Yes. So I picked up 8 and I'm like, I'll just have one a day for a week. And girl, before I got on the podcast with you, I fucking ate 2. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not going to last the entire fucking week because I want to eat another one when we get done. I fucking love mango so much.
I do too. I have it's a mango papaya pickle relish and it goes so good with like the mochico chicken and
oh my God, I don't even like papaya. That's one fruit I'm not down for, but if it's all mixed together, I'm sure it'll taste good.
Yep, you just pickle that shit up. It's delicious.
Please send you the recipe. Yes, please do, because that sounds just refreshing and not as sodium-y.
Yeah. Yeah, it's delicious. It's so good. Oh my goodness. I need to cook more. I'm just fucking lazy. No, I'm just like, I don't know. It's just me and my son now. And I'm like, I don't know. Cook for yourself. Fend for yourself. I'm not cooking anymore. I don't want to cook.
Well, he's 15 now, right?
Yeah.
Well, is he going to be the opposite of G-Unit and want to start taking driver's ed classes, I guess, this year?
1,000%. This kid cannot wait. He cannot wait. And I was like, I can't wait. I can't wait to have a chauffeur.
That's right.
I seriously cannot wait to be like, fool, here's the keys. Go get a gallon of milk. I just cannot wait. Go drive yourself to karate class. Go, please do.
Leave me alone.
Yes. I can't wait. I can't wait. He is so excited. This boy is very, very, man. You know what? This kid, I love him so much. He's my little buddy, man. I think I'm going to be super, super depressed when he leaves the house because I know he's going to go off and fly. You know, I mean, my other children just, you know, I just pushed them out of the nest and they just kind of fell to the floor. But this guy is ready to fly. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited.
All right, Pomona Bolts, I think we should wrap this up and let's do a FaceTime afterwards. Do you have any parting words for our listeners?
I do not, but I know that Father's Day is coming up. So everybody that has a father or a father figure, please sometimes it's just a little bit nice to just nicer. If you just kind of do that extra little step and do the snail mail, I don't know, maybe throw a card in the mail this weekend for your father. I don't know. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah, I don't really have anything either, I guess.
But you know, we're going to celebrate our Father's Day for sure. Yes, for sure. We will. Because we are the mother and the father of our children. So
there you go.
Yeah, y'all.
All right. All right, guys. Have a good weekend. Or I guess week. I'm sorry.
Yep. Peace.
Okay. Bye.